This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has begun his walk on the Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea. Mr. Albanese is the first sitting Australian Prime Minister to walk the trail, which was the site of the Battle of Kokoda in the Second World War. The walk will end with a dawn service on Thursday for Anzac Day. Billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform X has been ordered to block all users from viewing violent footage related to an alleged terror attack at a Sydney church. Mr. Musk and his company had raised free speech concerns over orders from Australia's internet watchdog to remove footage of the 15th of April incident. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told Seven Sunrise Mr. Musk believes Australian law does not apply to him.
This guy is showing his arrogance. He's a billionaire over there in the United States who thinks he's above Australian law. And he's fighting for the right to show violent videos on his platform, something that can cause damage to young people, we know, and a great deal of distress, something that will add to social division. This isn't about censorship, it's about common sense and common decency, and Elon Musk should show some.
More than 80 earthquakes, the strongest of 6.3 magnitude, have struck Taiwan's east coast, and some have caused buildings to shake in the capital, Taipei. The quakes on Monday night and into Tuesday morning were centred on the largely rural eastern county of Hualien, where on the 3rd of April at least 14 people died after a 7.2 magnitude quake struck. Taiwan has been jolted by hundreds of aftershocks since then. There were no reports of any casualties. A new report has found the Australian dream of owning your own home is being crushed by rising rents and overinflated house prices. After reviewing more than 45,000 rental listings, Anglicare Australia's rental affordability report has declared the market the worst it has ever been. The report says the national vacancy rate has hit an all-time low of 0.7%, while average rents are $200 per week more than pre-COVID-19 pandemic levels. Catherine Bennell Pegg has become the first female astronaut to graduate under the Australian flag. There has never been an Australian woman in space. Miss Bennell Pegg started her training with the European Space Agency in Germany in April 2023. She was one of six astronauts who graduated from the program on Monday. The program takes astronauts through low-gravity flights, robotics, scientific experiments, survival, medical and other training. Speaking to Seven Sunrise, she says she is very grateful for the opportunity.
To think that today I became an astronaut, better an Australian astronaut, and I'm straight space flight ready. So I'm very excited for the future, but also very grateful. You know, being an astronaut's a team sport, and yeah. I've been so well supported this year by my family and everyone back home. Thank you to all of them.
The Victorian government says it stands by its decision not to pitch to host Matildas matches for the Asian Cup in 2026. Australia is the sole bidder for the Women's Asian Cup in 2026, with the hosting rights expected to be ratified by the AFC Executive Committee next month. Victoria is not among the three states named by Football Australia to host the Matildas Games. New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia came out on top. That's SBS News in Easy English.